Tony Blair's government has revived a proposal that would make inciting religious hatred a crime. Commentator Francis Ween does not think it's a good idea.
The people who won America its independence believed that freedom of speech and thought was indispensable to the discovery of truth, which is why the principle is enshrined in the First Amendment. But in practice, the definition of free speech is subject to continual debate. Does child pornography on the internet deserve the protection of the First Amendment? What about incitements to violence? Oliver Wendell Holmes pointed out that even the most dedicated libertarian might not defend the freedom to shout fire in a crowded theatre. Unless there really is a fire, of course. In Britain, however, we have no written constitution and no First Amendment, so politicians can curtail our freedom of speech by a simple vote in Parliament. And this is precisely what Tony Blair's government now proposes to do, by banning what it calls incitement to religious hatred. As with so many restrictions on civil liberty over the past couple of years, on both sides of the Atlantic, this is justified by a weirdly paradoxical argument. To preserve the freedoms which terrorists want to destroy, we have to limit those freedoms. The main purpose of the new British measure is to suppress what's known as Islamophobia. After September the 11th, 2001, both President Bush and Prime Minister Blair went out of their way to stress that Islam is synonymous with peace. But apparently not everyone in Britain has been fully convinced, so now the full force of the law will be applied to anybody who disagrees. Blair's ministers point out that we already have laws against stirring up racial hatred. So, they ask, where's the harm in extending them to religious hatred as well? Here's the answer. Religion, like ethnic background, may be an important part of someone's identity. But unlike race, it's also a system of belief. In this, it has rather more in common with political affiliation. Imagine the outcry if any democratic government tried to outlaw incitements to political hatred, meaning that we couldn't stir up animosity toward other people because of their politics. In the United States, the entire presidential campaign would grind to a halt. How can anyone draw the line between criticising a rival party's policies and provoking contempt for people who back these policies? And so it is with religion. What if I said that Islam was patriarchal? To some devout ears, this would undoubtedly sound like an attack on their faith, and therefore an incitement to religious hatred. But then, to the ears of the seriously devout, any criticism can be mortally offensive. That's why the Ayatollah Khomeini issued a death sentence in February 1989 against my friend and fellow British citizen Salman Rushdie. At the time, Margaret Thatcher's administration had enough of the old Voltairean spirit to disapprove of what Rushdie said, but still provide him with police protection to defend his right to say it. 15 years on, under the supposedly more liberal regime of Tony Blair, it looks as if the Ayatollah may have the last laugh.
Journalist Francis Ween lives outside London.